fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 14th day of June, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin, as every school, public and private, should begin every day with the Pledge of Allegiance. This morning we have Deputy Hendricks with us to help us out with that. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. And good morning, Chance, here on Flag Day. I ask you to join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. So this is Flag Day, and I know you flag the proper flag of the state of Mississippi in front of your home. Any progress on getting that reinstituted as the official flag once again of the state of Mississippi?
They still got a petition out trying to get it on the ballot for this fall. That's all okay. I can tell you the status is right now.
Okay. Well, I hope that that will get on the ballot and that it will pass overwhelmingly. Well, Deputy, any updates on what's going on with the COVID vaccines in your neighborhood, sir?
Well, just more continued problems people are having with it, of course, cognitive functions to all the way up to, of course, the passing of folks. My cousin is still in a very severe situation with his cancer that has come back, as you said. What is it?
Turbo cancer.
Right. Yeah, and other people are still having issues, but unfortunately, a lot of them still don't make the connection, though, John.
I know. They won't until it's in their face. Maybe not then. Well, Deputy, beginning Friday, the third hour, we have a new weekly guest. She's a scientist, Marie Lassiter. She's also the coroner of Texas County, Missouri, the largest county in Missouri, not right. quite as large as Rhode Island. And she's been a listener to this show for years, Doug Hagman for years. And she understands what's going on and why, and I think, Deputy, you'll find her interviews with her quite interesting, sir.
I'm sure, as all your guests are, John, and the things you offer at your website are always very educational, and, of course, your products, and I'm just saying that because I know you, but you always make sure it's the best products possible. You don't sell junk, in other words.
No, I do.
And,
I do.
And I did hear yesterday from another podcast, a doctor on there saying that, I know y'all talked about the athletes in the past. Y'all talked about it a little bit yesterday with Deion and them. Says over 796 or better professional athletes have passed since they got the clot shot. And
that's so tragic.
And that the insurance companies are at 140% payout more than in the past. So it's definitely having an impact on the economy. Folks are at one time, you know, I'm sure you know there was a shortage of used cars. And around here, there was a shortage of homes at one time. But now they're starting to open up due to people's passing. And,
well, I've been saying that for about a year, Deputy, that many things that large, rather expensive items, and not so expensive, but automobiles, boats, airplanes, homes, obviously, jewelry, firearms. There's going to be a glut of all those things on the market because their owners are dying, Deputy.
Right, and again, as you and probably even Chance knows, they have trouble finding people qualified to work at places because either one, they don't want to work, or two, people have passed away and there's nobody with the experience they have to pass away. For example, down at the power plant down south of me here, one of the gentlemen, well, he decided to retire because he got the shot and he'd been having issues with it, as so many people have. So he decided to retire, and he's the only one in the area, even though he's trained a few of them, they still don't have the experience he does at firing up the boilers down there at certain times because of the technology. So that's just one example. How many times is that being repeated?
Hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, so.
Chance, you got any questions for Deputy Hendricks before he gets away?
Not as many questions, but in agreement with a lot of things, especially the work pool, the workforce, having a pool of qualified individuals to take over some of these very important jobs. Engineering especially is a challenge. And then maybe the reasoning behind, Deputy, what do you think about letting these illegal immigrants over the border to fill some of the basic labor jobs here in the U.S. It's seems like that is a bit of an agenda, don't you think?
Well, I had to say this, but we have one of the largest produce farms here.
Deputy Hendricks?
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought maybe you lost me. Anyway, one of the largest producers in the country is right here in our county, and if they don't bring in the worker, now he brings them in legally from across the border every year to take care of the farm. He wouldn't have nobody picking all the produce and the fruit that he produces and putting it on trucks and getting it out of here. So it wasn't for the migrant workers. Nobody around here wants to do that type of work no more.
Well, that's a shame. That's where we are. Now, we heard you fine there, Deputy. We appreciate your input, as always.
One last thing,
please.
Before I go. I want you to know I'm taking your advice from one of your prepper tips of the day last week, and I'm in the middle of canning tomatoes, and I've done over 22 quarts so far.
Well, good for you. Good for you, Deputy. So, outstanding.
Anyway, y'all take care as always. God bless you. And, of course, my prayers are with you. And, of course, cause do is king.
Roger that. Thank you.
And the
prepper tip of the day is to inventory your tools, fill in the blank spaces. A friend of mine, he inventoried his tools. He found out he had 36 screwdrivers he didn't know he had. So, having proper tools that are clean, sharp, they need to be sharpened, in good repair, that makes all the difference for doing a job quickly and properly, doesn't it, Chance?
It sure does. As a matter of fact, I did a podcast yesterday, and one thing that we discussed was so folks are living in a high inflationary environment and they're having issues just paying for basic necessities. But, you know, if you do this inventory of your tools and other things, you'll probably find that you have a lot of stuff that you couldn't take with you if you wanted to, that you really, truly, if you ask yourself, you don't need, right? So have a yard sale, put it on the marketplace, put it on Craigslist, whatever that is, and make a little extra revenue, and then put that maybe that money into preps, into things that you actually need. What say you,
John? I agree, absolutely, and that's been one of my prepper tips for years. I call them dust collectors. Americans have closets, basements, garages, attics, full of what I call dust collectors. I know any number of people who have, they've been married for 20, 25 years, have wedding gifts that have never been opened. So, turn those dust collectors into cash. That's just a smart thing to do, don't you think, Chance?
Absolutely, right. Yeah, absolutely. Right. I'm in 100% agreement. So, John, I saw you on a show I think you did with Mike Adams.
Mike Adams, right.
Oh, it was wonderful. It truly was. And so much information was passed on, but it also left a lot of questions.
Well, let's get to them.
Well, where are we at, sir, if I may? Where are we at? Is there any new intel about if the U.S. is heading into another major conflict?
Well, not that I have. I'm sure there is, but I don't have it. But for those who don't know, my interview with Mike Adams last week, we focused on the aircraft at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base being brought on mothballs, put into service, and being shipped to the Philippines and to Europe, which brings up a whole list of other things that need to be discussed, such as who's going to fly these aircraft that have been in mothballs, who's going to maintain them. The active-duty Air Force only has enough pilots for the planes they currently have. They only have enough mechanics for the planes they currently have. So when you add hundreds of aircraft back into service, that means pilots who are working for American Airlines that are under age 60, which I think all of them are, by the way, they'll be brought out of retirement and put back into service. We have the Air Force Reserve, which will be bringing people back into active duty. We have Air Force mechanics who have been retired who will be brought back on active duty. Typically, these will be men between 40 and 60 years old in the prime of life, living their new career, the new life after retirement. And the majority of them probably would not want to really be back in the Air Force. Possibly some would. But as far as timing, that's the issue everybody wants to know. Chance, you wouldn't do this operation 5 years before you needed the airplanes, or 3 years. 2 years would be a stretch. 1 year would be more likely. Now, here's what's happening. These aircraft will be taken out, put back into service, and used up. I think they'll be thrown into conflict in Europe. Obviously, we have what's going on in Ukraine. We believe these aircraft are being flown to Poland, by the way. That's the most likely staging area, possibly Germany, but those two locations would be the most likely destinations. Philippines, obviously getting ready to go to war with China over Taiwan. So I took heed myself, Chance, the morning after I found out about these aircraft being put in service, and there's another aspect. My wood pellet stove, so I can stay nice and warm and cozy this coming winter without having to go through my forest. I have a 3-acre forest here and gather up firewood. The wood pellets are a lot easier, especially if there's snow and ice on the ground. So I took that precaution. I'm also taking my own advice and doing an inventory of tools, inventory of cold weather clothing, boots, and so forth, making sure I got what I need. Because one of the first things to go, if there is a conflict involving the United States, would be the supply chain will be even more severely disrupted than it has been since COVID, which has been an issue. Probably, I know you've been dealing with supply chain issues yourself. Have any chance?
I have. It's getting more difficult to source clean foods. Let me just say it that way. There's other food out there available, even less expensive, but it's hard sourcing food that doesn't contain glyphosate as an herbicide or genetically modified seeds. That's more difficult. And so you knew that we took some precautions last year, but even that, you know, we had coolers full of raw ingredients ready to go. That's starting to deplete quickly. And so we're looking to our vendors, and boy, they're a blessing really to our company, to make sure that we have what we need to get us through. You know, it could be a very, very rough time, and to keep your listeners and our customers fed. That's a mission, brother, and I take it very seriously. I'd like to unpack a few other things.
Let's do that.
I don't know if you've heard this, but apparently NATO, and I'm not sure which country actually did this, gave the Ukraine 23, I think it is, F-16 jets, along with the ordnance that will be fired from these jets to be used against Russia. And I saw a video where Putin came out on this and said, if this is the case, there will be skulls, S-K-U-L-L-S, in Europe, a lot of them. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but there's another aspect of F-16s being brought into this battle. You know, the Russians have the world's finest air defense systems with surface-to-air missiles that will probably chew up these F-16s rather quickly. Unless they have American pilots, these Ukrainian pilots are not going to have any hope of having the expertise to use the F-16 countermeasures to be able to carry out a mission to attack Russian targets. I think I look at it as a waste of resources, quite frankly, to throw the F-16s into this conflict. F-16s could be used quite well against most nations in the world, but not against Russia. They simply aren't going to survive the Russian air defenses, I don't believe. It's probably the wrong weapon for the wrong war. But Putin is nobody to be messed with. He controls the largest stockpile of nuclear weapons on the planet. And Ukraine has been sending drones, I believe drones we manufactured, by the way, into the Moscow suburbs and blowing them up. Not a wise thing to do. You can only provoke the Russian bear so much before the Russian bear is going to smack you down. And I think that's where this has had a chance.
So what you're saying is most likely American pilots could be piloting these F-16s. Well, doesn't that bring the U.S. right into this?
Because well, we already are. There's already Americans in direct combat against Russians. That's already been demonstrated.
There you go. So now that's an act of war.
It is.
That's an act of war. And now Russia has, you know, probable cause, right, proof that we are fighting them. And this is a problem. This is a major issue. And so it's just more confirmation that, you know, this is what's going on, and we need to really bear down. And I mean this. Whether you buy food from Simply Clean Foods or you go to your local Costco and you buy a bunch of beans and you buy some rice, folks, please listen up. You're not just preparing for yourself and maybe your friends and family. You're preparing for others. Others are gonna that aren't listening, that aren't paying attention. They have their head up their rears, right? They're going to need your help.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back after the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Father's Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until Monday at midnight, Monday the 19th at midnight, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal or call my toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. My order takers won't know about the sale. I take care of the sale price manually. Building with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of the food is organic. And Chance, what topics did you want to get into this morning, sir?
Well, let's handle a little bit of the business side of things. We, due to the situation, we are offering a pretty hefty discount on our one-year grand assortment pack. Brother, I honestly can't remember if I had mentioned this last week. I think it happened afterwards, but if folks call me, you can't do this any other way but to call either myself or Patricia or someone in the office, and you want to prepare yourself for a minimum of 2 years, meaning two of the grand assortments. We're doing two things that I think will be very helpful for you financially. One, we're offering a $600 discount off of 2 years worth of food. On top of that, we're offering four of our filtration clean sip straws, which are very handy, drinking out of a puddle, for example, free of charge. And we're shipping these free of charge to the lower 48 states and highly discounted shipping to Hawaii and Alaska. This is 2,000 each year. This is 4,000 total servings of food. You must buy two of these grand assortments in order to get this deal. I would say this, the replacement cost on some of this food due to our food cost this pack will probably go 20 to 25% higher within the next 3 months. I would urge your listeners to take advantage of this while we have it. We have several of the grand assortments already made up, and we can help you if you have dairy issues, you know, dairy intolerance or gluten intolerance. We can customize that pack for you as well. So you need to actually reach out to us this time. Do not go to our website to get that deal. Reach out to us at 737-400-2066. Last thing I'll say is this. If you have PayPal, there's an option for you to do choose PayPal credit. This allows you to get that food immediately and pay for it over 6 months at 0% interest. I don't know personally any financing right now at 0%. So take advantage of this, guys. Give me a call if you have any questions, 737-400-2066.
All right. Well said, Chance. And do you still have the special pack for my listeners?
I do. The Liberty Pack is a great assortment, about a 30-day supply of fruits and vegetables. It's a good way to try out some of our products. These are some of the most popular products. But it also directly supports your show, John, and the things that you're doing and the efforts that you put forth on a weekly and annual basis. And so, the Liberty Pack, and you can go to John's website, thelibertyman.com, click on that banner, and that'll take you right to that pack, that site. So, take advantage of that as well.
Well, Chance, my wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, was at one time half owner of a restaurant, and she is an excellent cook, to say the least, and we're working on putting together a good-sized order ourselves. Well, I have enough food to feed 7 people for 2 years, but the majority is bulk grains, which is not terribly tasty, but it'll keep you alive. But we're looking at fruits and vegetables to really have a more balanced diet. So I encourage everybody to go to my website and go to Simply Clean Foods and check out these bargains and get them while you can. What other topics do you want to get into, Chance?
Before I forget, you said bargains. It reminded me, for bartering purposes, we are accepting gold and silver coins. So if you have a stash of gold and silver coins, I can think of a better thing to purchase with those to barter than with food. We are accepting those. We're paying premium prices, so better than most companies would in trade for your food. So that's an option as well. Generally speaking, John, I know I say this a lot, but I think it's worth repeating. The information that we're giving folks on a regular basis through this podcast and others is not to scare you. It's not to put fear into you. It's to give you information to help you get prepared and to help maybe help some other people, right? It's a kick in the pants is what it is.
Right.
It's, And folks, we're not just talking about food, you know, the rocket stove, you know, paper towels, toilet paper, Band-Aids, you know, vitamins, things that you need every single day is what we're talking about here, because you do not want to be a victim in these circumstances.
That's
and
right.
Be without the things that you need.
Chance, we got about an hour break. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
Okay, I was on mute. Sorry. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Push the right button, John. On Wednesday, the 14th day of June, my website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill University event. That will be the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th in Des Moines, Iowa. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. My Father's Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 19th, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. You can place your order at my website using PayPal or call my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. Chance, did you happen to see President Trump's speech last night?
I did not. I did see Tucker Carlson's third Twitter feed.
I saw that this morning, yes.
Very good. Did you see that yet, sir?
I saw that this morning, and President Trump did an excellent job last night at the golf club in New Jersey, and he covered all the important points about what's going on, why it's going on, and how to defeat these people. There's no precedence in our 250 plus years of being a republic for a sitting president to use the institutions of the federal government to silence and defeat his political opponent. This has never happened before, Chance. There's no precedence. It's wrong. It's wrong, wrong, wrong. So if you didn't get a chance to see President Trump, I would encourage that. And yes, Tucker Carlson was up to, I believe, 13 minutes last night. He's getting all the pieces together, I believe, to do a more comprehensive show, duplicating what he did on Fox for all those years. And I'm pretty sure that Tucker Carlson's legal team will be able to counter whatever Fox has in store to try to keep Tucker. And Fox really exposed themselves when they said they want him quiet until after November 2024. That really told the story there, didn't it?
It sure did, just like the Biden administration is trying to silence Trump and control this electoral process. When you say wrong, 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 you're absolutely right. And the fact of the matter is now I'm and many others are concerned if they're actually going to be able to, put our president in prison. It depends, I think, on the judge in this case and how this goes. But it's interesting. They talk about having classified documents. Guess who also had classified documents? That would be Biden. Guess who else had them? That would be Hillary Clinton. And we didn't see, this witch hunt in those situations. So,
but we could have, because unlike President Trump, they did not have the authority to maintain classified documents, either when they were active duty in their office or when they left, either one.
Yeah, it's more than interesting. It's actually a travesty. It's a travesty of justice to use our Justice Department, our taxpayer dollars on this witch hunt. It's disgusting,
right,
and sick. I agree.
Well, what happens with these presidents since, I don't know if you go back as far as Eisenhower, but following the end of the term of a man serving as president, there is a negotiation process and work between the National Archives and the recently departed president as to what documents the archives gets and what documents the president keeps. It's a civil matter. It's a negotiation. It's a business matter. It's not a criminal matter. What the deep state is hoping to do is influence the those voters who are in the middle, the undecideds, who have no political affiliation. They're hoping to influence them to not vote for President Trump. The hardcore Trump supporters, they're not going to change their minds about who they're going to vote for. The hardcore Democrats, they're not going to change their mind. But the hope is that of the deep state is that they can influence enough people in the middle to swing the election chance. That's what this is all about.
The gentleman, and it just escapes me, it's just age, I guess, but who wrote the book about Jekyll Island?
I just mentioned his name just a few minutes ago.
You forgot to?
I did mention his name a few minutes ago, G. Edward Griffin.
Thank you, G. Edward Griffin. He's going to be there at the Red Pill Conference, and I was listening to him last night.
Well, of course, it's his conference.
Yeah, I was listening to him last night. He said something that really resonates. He goes, listen, there's a lot of folks that know this information, but they don't do anything about it.
Right.
He says,
right,
it's just time to take action. He says, in fact, in history, only 15% of those that have the information actually do anything about it. Some of them just sit on their hands, and then the rest of the country is, they're wearing blinders, right? They don't care to see, or they're just not educated. So that 15% needs to stand up, and that 15% can be very powerful if you start writing your congressmen, your senators, you know, there could be change, but we'll never know unless you try.
That's right. That's right. And it's important for people to take action at every level. The conservative Christian patriots, for the most part, not entirely, have been asleep at the wheel for decades, allowing the communists to take over school boards, to allow the communists to take over city councils, to allow communists to be elected up for these state reps for state senators, which eventually, where do U.S. senators come from? Where do U.S. congressmen come from? Well, they come from these lower-level elected offices. That's exactly where they come from, to the point where we've almost lost the republic. I'm not ready to say we have lost it, but I'm saying we're just dangerously close to losing it. And the our opposition, I call them socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they know the power that lies within the conservative movement. And it's been demonstrated recently with Bud Light, Anheuser products in general. Target lost $1 billion a day for 10 days in a row. I don't know very many companies that can withstand that for very long without becoming insolvent. And I think Target should become insolvent. I believe Anheuser-Busch should. And these other woke companies that have woken up the sleeping giant. And that's exactly what they've done, haven't they, Chance?
Yeah, and such a good point, John. You do have the power, as you just said, with your wallet. You can make or break these companies. And if they go against, you know, our morals and our belief system, and they push forward this evil, wicked, and in some cases, sick, disgusting agenda with the pedophilia, then they need to pay that price. So we can do it that way. We can also stand up and be heard. That's also the way. Look at the. You remember the Tea Party? You remember that in the streets?
Oh yes, I was never a member of it, but I did speak at a couple of their events. Yes,
powerful, brother. I mean, powerful. That got DC's attention, and we started to see.
Let me tell you why it got their attention. Because there was no central leadership, no national headquarters. They had, instead of one target to attack, they had hundreds and hundreds of targets to attack, which of course they couldn't do. That's what made them so powerful.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just, it's a statement, right? If we come together and we protest our First Amendment right to be heard against these things, change will occur. One, maybe a small step, but change will occur. Look, I know of, and you know of, groups of people in your area, both in the Missouri side and the Arkansas side of the Ozarks, that have aligned themselves and put together communities, like-minded communities, to fight against these things one way or another. Some of these guys, like yourself, are special forces. Some served in the military. Some are police. Some are firemen. I mean, but they're doing what it takes, and that's that very small 1%. Right. But that 1% could turn into 15%, and we could affect some serious change in this country. And thank God for Tucker Carlson, who's out there reporting on the things that no one else in the mainstream media will talk about.
Right. Right. Well, I'm not sure he can be considered mainstream media anymore since he's taken to Twitter, but he's doing a very great job. Last summer, I was in Indianapolis for the Red Pill Expo. And I met G. Edward Griffin's son, who I'd never met before, never talked to before. It turns out his son moved to the Ozarks as a consequence of listening to my radio show, Chance.
Interesting. That's
How
very
about that?
Interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. There's another family that has something like that. You know, Ron Paul, who fought for liberty and against the Federal Reserve for many, many years. Still, I think he still has a podcast, but Rand Paul now has maybe not filled those shoes, but is standing up in the Senate, in Congress, against these things. And it's interesting. You'll see this on some of the media stations where he'll be speaking, and what he's saying is powerful, but there'll be no one in there'll be no one in the building seated. You know, it's unfortunate. But This is what we all need to do. And if you don't think that you have a voice, you're absolutely wrong. Everyone has a voice in this thing.
Absolutely. And I know locally here in my county, Crawford County, we have a group called We the People, who has a monthly meeting where they discuss these matters and they take action. A fine group of patriotic conservative men and women who want to do the right things for the right reason. I know there's We the People chapters around the country. It may be something for you to look into locally. If there's not a We the People chapter in your county, well, then look into starting one and get politically active. This kind of grassroots activity is, if anything, is what will save our republic. Don't you think, Chance?
Absolutely. It starts right here. It starts in your community, and then we'll build from there. You know, just like you're a part of maybe your PTA and your local school for your child, be a part of this solution. Talk with other people in your community and make some decisions and work out some type of a plan where you help each other. I mean, this is not uncommon if you go back just 40 years. This is the way things happen. I think I mentioned this on the show. When I grew up in the 60s and 70s, John, I couldn't get away with nothing. I mean, in my neighborhood, if Chance was causing a problem, my parents knew about it before I got home, right?
Oh, yes.
You know, that's just the way it was. Well, now, you know, people don't want to, you know, they don't even talk to their neighbors anymore. There's no sense of community. And I'm not saying in every community, but in many, especially in the urban areas, people keep it to themselves and they got their heads in their phones all the time. I mean, I don't know how people can walk.
Well, our culture, and you're not old to remember this, but I grew up in the early to mid 50s, and television changed our society dramatically. Almost every home built before World War II had a front porch. Now many do, but they're not necessarily used like they were before TV. Before television, when it was the climate was the temperature was, you know, temperate in the 60s and higher. Following evening meal, people would sit on their front porch. They would visit the family, would visit with each other, and visit the neighbors back and forth in the neighborhood with pretty much on a nightly basis. Television eliminated that, and it was a very dramatic sea change in America. I recall I was in the mountains of North Carolina with Special Forces for a month, and it was 10 miles to town and going down a mountain. And we would typically, if we'd go into town, be early evening, almost every home had the family on the front porch waving at us as we went by. The entire family, mom, dad, two or three kids, all the way down the mountain. And I was shocked at this bit of Americana that I'd never experienced before as a young man. But that's the way it was. And we lost a lot when TV came in to take over our culture, didn't we, Chance?
We did. And that escalates even more with, the Internet of Things. Look, the Internet's important, right? Never have you had so much information at your fingertips. I grew up with a Funkin' Wagnalls encyclopedia set. That's how we did our homework, right? We did math by hand. We didn't have, they had calculators, but they were brand new, you know, to the marketplace. And so I didn't have a calculator for the first 7 years of my life. So, you know, we learned how to do everything by hand, which is a good thing. Here's something else, John. There are many homes that have dining room tables.
Right.
And on those dining room tables, there's no place settings. It becomes a storage table. Right. Families are not sitting down anymore together at supper time and talking about their day. Right. The kids are taking their food to their rooms, or they're sitting down on the couch watching TV or on their phones or laptops. Right. So that these things are important. You've got to communicate with your family. Right. And then you're surprised when your teen goes rogue, you know, because you weren't listening.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's time to get back to basics. If there is a major crisis, we'll get back to basics really quick, wouldn't we?
We will. We will. One way or another, we're going to get this republic back. One way or another, we're going to fix a lot of the mistakes that this country has made over the past 30 years. One way or another, we're going to get our minds wrapped around what's important. And what's important is taking care of your family, raising your children with the morals and values that you believe in, believing in a higher power to help you get through those rough days, turning this country around so that we have a fair and democratic society. These are things that I'm very hopeful for. And one way or another, they're going to happen. I hope it's not the other way. I hope World War III doesn't send us back, you know, to and wipes out, you know, half the civilization. That would be a crying shame.
Well, it would. And we're right at the brink of World War III, unfortunately. We need to pray for God's wisdom and protection. We need to take action ourselves, not just... And here's our break.
Feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Chance, this hour has flown by. You've got about 2.5 minutes to give your summary and most important information you want to put out this week, sir.
I want to say this. This has been a very good show. I felt this, and from the heart, I really believe people have been paying attention. We still need to wake up quite a few that are the lost sheep out there. But this has been it's been a great show. Just a reminder, folks, we just roasted our coffee yesterday. Very, very fresh, wonderful, smooth coffee, as John, you, and our producer can attest to. This is available for immediate shipment. Comes in a 22-ounce Mylar pouch, which means you can store that coffee up to 3 years. Great for your preps. And you can go to simplycleanfoods.net or go to the Liberty Man and just click on that link. It'll take you right there. It's only $19.95 for 22 ounces. It's a great buy for what you're getting, organic, 100% organic coffee. I would encourage folks to maybe play back this episode and other archived episodes so that you can have the guides and the tips, like the prepper tips, for example, to get prepared, but do it soon. Do it very, very, very soon.
It's better to be a year too soon than a moment too late, isn't it?
Amen, brother. Amen.
Absolutely. Well, it's the food available at Simply Clean Foods is as good as you're going to find any place. All of it is non-GMO. That's important. Much of it is organic. And you make sure there's no heavy metals or other contaminants, don't you?
That is a fact, sir. All of our food is tested for heavy metals, and that is a major concern, as we're finding around the country. Aluminum. They're finding aluminum in the ground. So,
but that's okay, because Bayer is now making aluminum-resistant seeds, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Everything's okay. Bayer's on top of it. Used to be Monsanto, sure. But Bayer's on top of it. No sweat, GI.
Yeah, right.
Right.
No, we're just useless eaters, John. We're just useless eaters taking up their fresh oxygen, right? They could give a hoot about us, right? So just be prepared, folks. Do what you need to do. If you need help, John, you also have a consultation service as well, yes?
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, just give me a call. We'll set up a consultation and get people going the direction they need to.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chance. Have a great week. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Yes, sir. You got it. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. Top of the hour break coming up here. We'll be back with Professor McCanny, who was out on assignment last week. He should be with us today. The third hour, we'll have Jeff Nyquist. I regard him as one of the most knowledgeable men on the planet to understand the international communist conspiracy. He's written 6 books on the matter. He writes in 1 or 2 articles a week on the matter. And it'll be a great interview, as always. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.